Right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, we bring you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How's it going there?
We're doing well. Hope you are doing well also. You said something in the post game yesterday that I think really intrigued both of us, was kind of the idea of how you could have helped John Gray get that final out. John Gray has been really good since his return last night, not his finest performance. Can you elaborate any at all about how you could have helped John Gray better yesterday?
Yeah. And but, you know, as managers, you know, we like to take responsibility at times. You know, John, it looked like he was getting out of it, had two outs, the guy on, had good fastball, I thought. Anyway, I thought where he was in the order, you know, I was trusting that he could get through it, but I could have had Milner up. You know, we had Armstrong that was good to go, and we had Milner, and so that's why I said I could have helped him out. It's just something that we do. You know, that's something I, you know, take personal sometimes when a guy is a little bit off. And so that's why I said that. And it's all about, you know, taking ownership. And I could have helped him out there.
Every fan out there, Boach, I think questions every manager's bullpen decisions in the history of the game. That's how it's always been. But it is a very fine line of knowing exactly when your guy is and when you should kind of let him, give him a little more leash and let him get that work in, right?
Yeah, and you know, Johnny's done. He's done a great job in the bullpen.
Yes,
he's done a great job for us. You know, he's got a lot of experience. You know, helped us win the World Series, all that. And he's back, and I think he's done the ball fairly well. He's done a good job in this role since he's come up. So I just had the confidence in him with who he was facing. The two guys that beat us, and you know, they're just hitting right around 200. So felt like he could make the pitches, and you know, they took advantage of a couple of mistakes that he made. I mean, it just showed you last night again what a fine line this game is between winning, losing, and you know, making mistakes, which we did. We, you know, made some outs on the bases. You know, dropping a fly ball is unusual for us. It was a strange night. It was like the outfielders were on skates. They were all falling down. You know, and really, you know, we look back at seven walks and four hit batsmen. You know, a lot of things came into play in that game. And so, you know, including myself, that's why I said that. It's not just them.
Well, and he was about to throw down, Corey. You saw it.
Okay, I'm going to dive into the throwdown. So last night, the two teams did meet on the field for a small conversation and then went back to their respective dugouts. Do managers get along, or is there like this underlying competitive sports hate involved with you guys?
Oh, I think for the most part, yeah. I think managers get along. It's, you know, it's a case where you may know of one manager better than the other. Obviously, might have played with them or spent time with them. But you know, between the winter meetings and when you play a team, a lot of times managers get together and talk. I don't so much. I guess I'm a little bit old school like that. But certain ones I do, like Kotze, who played for me, Vogt, who played for me. Yeah, we get together. And that's, you know, last night. I mean, it's the last thing we're trying to do. And you understand that they're getting guys hit. But you know what? It's almost like I felt like they should be thanking us for doing that. That's how they won the game. and so, you know, I just, you know, when someone's looking to dugout, you know, yelling whatever, I'm going to go out and find out what he's yelling about. I mean, come on. And I get it. You know, these guys want to take up for their players, just like that's our job. But that's all. I just want to, you know, see what, you know, what is this yelling about? Because I was more mad than he was. Trust me. The fact that we were hitting guys and walking guys.
Also, I was kind of curious. Do you know of any managers over your career that just really didn't like you?
That didn't like me?
Yeah.
I'm sure. I couldn't tell you. But, you know, there's some that you don't care for as much, I guess is the way to put it.
That is a good, very, very diplomatic way to put it. I know you're used to this being a manager, as Corey just mentioned, not just the bullpen, but you get questioned about your decisions. I know he just pinch hit last night, but can you walk us through kind of the idea of bringing Jock back and putting him in the middle of the lineup when he's struggled just so tremendously this season?
Yeah, well, he was swinging the bat pretty good before he left. He had a good game down there, and so I'm just trying to balance out the lineup and trying to get this guy going. That's part of it. He's a guy that can carry a ball club. Granted, he struggled early, and you'd like to think that's behind him. And he's still trying to find his way. You know, our left-handed bats aren't quite as hot as we'd like for him to be, or they would like to be, including Evan Carter. You know, we're trying to get him going too. So, but yeah, you have to, you know, change things up when they've had, you know, a couple of games and you're still trying to find it, because we need to win ball games now. And part of it will be tonight. We're facing a right-hander, but, you know, Higgy, he's swinging so well that I'm going to DH him, keep his bat in there. This guy's kind of a reverse split guy right now, where righties are having more success. And so, you know, and I'll sit down with Jock and, you know, tell him, because we got to get him going. You know, again, you got a power bat that's done a lot of damage in this game and, you know, has a knack for getting a big RBI. And so you got to keep pushing, you know, in some way to, you know, to get him going.
I know he had the hit and the RBI last night, and we all believe he's immensely talented, but Ezekiel Duran has struggled quite a bit this season as well. Can you tell us anything about short-term, long-term, what you think his future is with his club?
Yeah, you know, you're right, Zeke. He's had his struggles there at the plate. We've seen him do great things, and I will say now, he's made a little adjustment. We got him on the plate a little bit where he can cover the, you know, the ball away and don't try to, you know, hit where the pitch is, so to speak. Get a good pitch, a hit, and let's catch it out front a little bit more. And so that was a big hit he got, a huge hit, you know, up the middle. I mean, he hit that ball well. I thought the other swing was a good swing. Cut it toward the end on the changeup to left field, but, you know, the bunt, you know, that's when it looked ugly.
Yeah.
Leading off the inning, you know, if anything, you know, we should have had him taking a pitch there, and but we saw the first baseman back, and you like his thinking. He's trying to get on base for the team. That's who he is. I mean, this guy's one of the more popular guys on the team. Believe me, he brings so much energy and everything. But his versatility, that's makes him so valuable. The bat, it's there. I know it's there. You know, it's hard. You get it going when you're not getting those consistent at bats. I get it, but still, it's a role that, you know, you got to figure it out, or it doesn't, you know, stay your role.
Is that a difficult balancing act at all? I know it's your job, but you talked about how popular he is in the clubhouse and with the organization versus, hey, if you're not hitting, you're not hitting. Like, is that a tough balance, or do you think everyone in the room understands, like, hey, everybody loves the guy, but at this point, if he's not hitting, I got to sit him now?
Yeah, well, he's been sitting down, and he did go down to Round Rock, and he's a guy that he is valuable late in the ball game, because you can pinch run him. Something happens during the game, he can play anywhere, including catch. Well, you've seen him pitch, but
yes,
you know, he's ready to do anything, this kid, and so. You know, there's something about, you know, that value. I just think, you know, the bat, the swing where it's at is in a much better place. If he was where he's at now, he wouldn't be hitting what he's hitting all, you know, been hitting all year.
You know, you were talking a few moments ago about the defense, and last night and the last couple nights, you had some weird defensive moments. But overall, this defense has been very efficient. What do you attribute that to?
just work every day. I mean, every day, infielders out there getting their work in. Ragsdale kind of runs the infield there, and you know, they're getting fungos every day. You know, at every position, turning to infield in all those things. Beasley has the outfield, and it's just consistent work. You know, and that's daily too. If we don't hit, one thing we do is go out there and take ground balls and do our infield stuff. And so, you know, that's how, you know, you get better. And these guys do a great job of being out there, you know, getting their work in every day. Marcus, he's incredible. I mean, there's times I really don't want him out there, but he won't miss a day. And, you know, just a credit to, because, you know, he's playing every day, and, but he's just got a gift that, you know, he bounces back well, and he's so resilient, you know, and you saw how tough he is to get hit in the head and still stay in the game. You know, that's, you just don't see players like Marcus, you know, very often in the game.
Yeah, and it's good to be able to hang your hat on good defense. Boach, what's it like working with Chris Young around this time of year when the trade deadline's coming up and you kind of know, like, it does feel a little like Christmas might be coming sometimes with this guy, but he's so competitive and he wants to win. What kind of walk us through the experience of working with him around now?
Well, he's busy, real busy. I can tell you that. Yeah, we talked yesterday. He's, you know, they're meeting right now. I can promise you, you're looking at any, scenario that may help this club, but you have to do what makes sense. But yeah, no, he keeps in touch with me, with everybody. He's not on the road because he's back there, you know, working on things. And but when we're at home, you know, he's around. He is competitive. He's got a nice edge. Not nice, good edge. You know, it's all about winning with him. And as much as winning, just doing things right, playing the game right. You know, just you know, playing, as we say, with passion, being a good teammate. And so he's you know, a guy that you know, just does a great job, you know, leading his team in, you know, in different ways, whether it's on the field or off the field.
Is there a specific backup defensive depth position that you feel like you strongly need, whether it's is it infield, outfield? What are you kind of feeling there?
Well, if anywhere, I would say catching depth. I mean, we almost lost Higgy, and so, you know, don't have a guy with experience that could come up and back up. So, you know, we've talked about that. So I would say, you know, that would be probably one of the priorities that we have talked about. We're always looking at pitching. Can't have enough pitching, and you know, whether starting or you know, relieving. Of course, you know, there's a position player out there that makes sense. You know, but when you look at the position players, I mean, we're pretty well set.
Yeah,
you know, these guys just do their thing and play like you know, they normally do, how they're capable of playing. Then we should be fine.
I understand you can never have too much pitching. If you did order your shopping list, I don't know if you can tip your hand about this. Is it fair to say that high leverage bullpen arms would be at the top of the list in the next 24 hours or so?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any clubs out there that wouldn't say something like that too. You know, well, yeah, so that's competitive. But sure, of course. You know, with Martin going down, you know, that was a big hit we took. And so, yeah, I think that's fair to say.
And I know we had already talked about John Gray at the start, but how do you think he has adapted to kind of the newer role since he came back? And is this the role that you believe he'll kind of stay in as your jack of all trades, bullpen sort of person?
Yeah, I think he's done a good job. I mean, he had a hiccup last night. That's our guy. That was a perfect. It was set up just right for him, going in sixth inning with where the order was, and you know, didn't work out. But so, you know, he's still, I guess you could say, you know, in the early part of you know, his his recovery, coming off that rehab, not early, but, you know, he had a lengthy rehab. We made sure he stretched out to be a starter. So he's good with that. To bounce him back, I'm talking about as a reliever, but he had plenty of rest. You know, he had his days off, so he was fresh. He was good to go. Everything was set up, you know, the way we wanted. It just didn't, again, work out.
Well, we appreciate the time. As always, hope y'all get that win in L.A. tonight and then rock and roll on to Seattle.
All right, guys. Great talking with you.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan.